The Bitter End. It's a popular West Side Grand Rapids coffee house. It's eclectic, rich, dark wood walls with an array of framed paintings and photos, burgundy tin ceiling, brass coat hangers at every table. And the clientele seated here span the political spectrum.
I'm a Republican, but I don't feel comfortable with any of the Republican candidates today.
That's Ike. He's most concerned with the federal government's $2.1 trillion worth of debt.
We're like pardon this expression, but like a drunken sailor on a spree, and it's now time to pay that debt off. And when we pay that debt off, it means that we're going to have to maybe curtail some of our luxurious living that we've enjoyed in the last 50 or 60 years.
Ike is also troubled by the country's trade imbalance and, as a Republican,
compromise is a critical element of governing. If you can't compromise, we're in trouble.
Just a few seats from Ike is left-leaning Katie Booms, a 29-year-old originally from Harbor Beach.
People talk about the anger behind this election, but I think behind the anger is fear. On the one side, you have people who are feeling like the common man is getting crushed. Actually, I think both parties are afraid that the common man is getting crushed. They're just blaming different people for it.
Booms says Republicans blame outside forces, focusing on immigration as an example, and she, like Ike, takes issues with a lack of political compromise.
There's a lot of unrest in the Middle East.
Let us not forget about foreign policy and homeland security.
I'm Paul Childress, and I'm from Grand Rapids. I'm turning 20 next week. I probably go more Democratic. The Paris tragedy, that was horrible, but, you know, there's so many displaced people out there, and if we could help, that'd be awesome, but it's just such a slippery slope because of the situation.
Finally, we meet Haley Moore. She's 20 and from Grand Rapids, too.
I identify with the Republican Party. The frustrating thing, I think, for both Democrats and Republicans is the game that has us at a standstill now, because there is a divide in Democratic and Republican power between the House and Senate and then the executive branch and judicial branch. And I think all of that just keeps the country from moving forward in an effective way. I'm really frustrated with the power being in the hands of the people with the money.
The voters we spoke with today seek a politic of principles and compromise, one standing with the people and not political interests. Patrick Century, WGVU News.